we go. 5-yard drive from number 40, Ryan Hay. And it's now second and five at the 46-yard line into USA territory.
Little battle there with Haig and Zub there. Haig making the stop there on the fourth down conversion, or the two-point conversion, excuse me, there. And Tim Zub on the other side making the tackle, doing a lot of carrying for the Patriots.
So far, our current score in the Bad-Axe Harbor Beach game is still 16-0 from last word. But right now, number five, Kurt Kabosky, breaks wide open through the middle. He's out to the 10-yard line, the 5-yard line. Touchdown, Ubley, just like that. A 45-yard dash from number five, Kurt Kabosky, the 5'9" sophomore, breaks free from two tackles and right into the end zone. Just like that, Ubley back on the scoreboard. It's now 12, Ubley, USA, with only a 10-point lead. They didn't need 4 minutes and 45 seconds. They needed 46 seconds.
Clark, credit the offensive line there. Kirk Kabosky went right through the middle of the line. I don't even think he was touched. Took the left side of the field after that. Just a home run right there.
Born free. All right, here we go. Going for the two-point conversion. It's a handoff to the right side to number five. Kirk Kabosky once again looks like he falls short by about a yard in. And the two-point conversion is no good. You're tuned to WLEW. It's now USA 22. Ubley scores. It's now Ubley 12. You're tuned to WLEW.
Once there was a house that stood behind a small white picket fence. It was a happy house. A family, a dog, and a minivan. But one day, a dark, ominous cloud stopped by. The house quivered and quaked, shuddered with each lightning strike. But it was not scared. No, as it had an insurance policy through Farm Bureau Insurance. The house had called Clark Ramsey at 810-648-2800 and slept soundly through the night. Because with Clark Ramsey, there's nothing to fear.
Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring is having a mammoth August truck and SUV sale featuring unbelievable lease deals. With over 100 trucks in stock, including 72 half-tons, they've made it almost impossible not to trade up. Here's Rod Teets.
Hi, this is Rod Teets over at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Have I got a lease price for you? I've got a 2012 Buick Enclave front-wheel drive, zero down. $248 a month. This Enclave is loaded up with 7-passenger seating, traction control, fog lamps, and a trailer hitch.
Come see Rod at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring, where Chevy runs deep.
Ubley after a quick score on a 46-yard scamper from Kurt Kabosky. Now makes it only a 10-point game. Failed two-point conversion. There's the kick from Nick Sweeney. It's a pop-up to 30-yard line in USA territory. At number 11, Austin Rossi single-handedly brings down number 22, Nathan Mielke, at the 32-yard line. Not much for return. That's where USA is going to take over on downs. First and 10 from their own 32-yard line.
Austin Rothy just hustling down the field. He was about a half a second from being the first one to catch that ball.
It went straight up. I think it went as high as it went far.
Agreed, but that could be dangerous there if USA's not careful.
Absolutely. I was up at the Harbor Beach JV football game last night, and there was a ball that, of course, first game, and it was a kickoff, but they acted like it was a punt, and all the Bad Axe players stood there and watched it. And then all of a sudden they decide to tackle on him. All right, here's the first play. It's a handoff around the left side to number 12, I believe. Nope, number 16, McKay Jones. He reaches around the left side of the line, pushes forward for 3 yards. He's right in between the hash marks at the 42-yard line. Gain of 4 on the play. Gain of 3, whatever you want to call it. Second and 7 for USA. 3:33 left in the second quarter.
6-foot sophomore Nick Booms there hauling him down.
USA not changing up tactics. They still have plenty of time before halftime, 3 minutes and 20 seconds. This one's a handoff to Brandon Harper around the right side. Nothing going there. Ubley meets him at the line of scrimmage, and that's where the play stops. No gain on the play.
Tyler Drapeski not fooled there at all. Brings him down by the shoelaces. Third and long here coming up.
Maybe got a foot on that. So now it brings up third and a short 7, maybe 6.
They're calling it a long 6, Clark.
Yeah, there we go. So, critical for critical down here for USA if they want to get another score in, or they can let the momentum shift to the ugly side. It's a handoff to the left side. McKay Jones breaks free of his second tackle, and he's right at the first down marker. Gets shoved down at the 45, a yard beyond the first down marker. And it's going to be a USA first down. One quick player for Ugly, little gingerly getting up, is number 20, David Rakowski. And gets back into the huddle.
He's shaking it off there. I think he'll be all right. But the third time there, that play's worked. That little pitch option here to McKay Jones right here towards us to the left side. Goes for another first down on third and pretty long.
A 7-yard gain there for McKay Jones. He now has 43 yards on the night and is averaging over 7 a carry. First and 10 from the USA 45 for 55 yards for a score. Jake Beach under center, three men in the backfield. This one's a handoff to the right side to Brandon Harper. He breaks through two tackles. He has the first down and then some. And add on another 4 yards, a 14-yard gain for Brandon Harper. Breaks through about four ugly tacklers.
The final tackle was made there by Nick Sweeney about 12 yards down the field. That's not the guy that the Bearcats really want making tackles.
That's your safety valve back there. Use in case of emergency.
And he did a great job taking him out of the legs.
First and 10 for USA at Ugly's 42-yard line now. 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go before halftime. USA trying to get a couple more points on before halftime. This one's a handoff to the left side. McKay Jones meets at number 30 of Ugly. That is Curtis Booms there to throw him down to the ground. Maybe a gain of 1 yard on the play. They're out to the 41-yard line.
Curtis Booms there shed the blocker and threw him down pretty hard to the ground there.
Second and 9 now for USA at the 41-yard line of Ugly. Minute 40 to go. They're just going to let this clock run. They still have a few timeouts, I believe. I'm not sure who called that first timeout, whether it was Ugly or USA.
I don't know if they ever told us, Clark, but they are definitely not in any hurry here at all.
And there's a flag. Right before the snap, the far line judge called it. That's going to be an offsides call on USA. Again, lining up offsides. It's going to push them back 5 yards. So instead of a second and 7, a second and 9, it's now a second and 14. It does stop the clock at a minute and a half. Once the ball is set, the clock will continue to run. But now we have a timeout, official timeout. We're trying to discuss an official timeout here. I'm trying to think what they're going to decide what they're going to eat at halftime, apparently, here. And now we have a full timeout called by Ugly. So, they basically got a free timeout, add on another timeout, and hey, it's called an intermission. 90 seconds to go before halftime. It's a 10-point game, USA 22, Ugly 12. We'll be back after this.
Your number one thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Twelve, 90 seconds before halftime, USA leads by 10. It's a second and 14 situation for USA at Ugly's 45-yard line.
Bearcat defense actually has done a pretty good job tonight, Clark, on first and second down. It's been the third down situations, especially at 6 and 6 yards and longer, as a first.
Beachy going for the play action, rolls to his right and goes out to his favorite receiver, Dan Rick, and it's complete. That's a 20-yard gain, catch and completion from Jake Beachy to Daniel Rick. And Rick is a little slow to get up right as he was catching that, and Ugly defender was all over him. First and 10 for USA.
Quarterback and defensive back Nick Sweeney there made a play on it, and as he was up in the air, just couldn't quite swat it, but did come down and actually put Rick to the ground pretty hard.
So Jake Beachy is now 4 for 5 on the night for 31 yards. 80%, not too bad of a passing percentage there. Beachy now hands this one off to his second man, number 20.